Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Shvi's Daf from Vov in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in Mud Aleph, six lines from the top. So we learned in the Mishnah that a person should not take vegetables and sell in the market, can do Mekach u'Memkar in a public way with vegetables or Shvi's, but he could take and his son sells for him because he took it to eat and his son is the one who's selling. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah le'kech yerkos esodei. Says the Gemara lo yucha mishu melaktim yerek ve'echad moicher. Should not have five people all collecting vegetable and one sells on their behalf. Why? Because they consider to be five partners and he's doing it on the behalf of everybody, so they're really selling. Avo mocheru sheloi v'shal chaveru. If they're not as partners, he could sell his friends, as we learn in the Mishnah, that a son could sell for his father. And if he's already selling his friends, he can sell himself as well. And that's called the concept of havlo. It's swallowed in it. So one representing all partners, it's really doing the picking up and selling. When you're doing your friend and then you're including yours, it's fine. Continues the Gemara. We're using the gears over here. Chamisha achim melaktim ve'echad moicher al yadeim. You have five brothers, one can sell on their behalf. So the chiddush is, even though five brothers seem to be like partners, but if they're not partners, it's fine that one sells for the others, and then he can include himself as well in the same way we said before. Don't do it in a way that looks like an official business. What does it mean? How do you do something that's not official business? You should not sell in the same place where he sells every year. It will be a different location. People see this is Shemitah, this is different. These to buy, remember someone to say, you should not be selling the entire day. It should not be stores open from 9 to 5. If stores open a few hours a day, it shows that's their normal business. A grocer who's cooking vegetable and shmita to sell, they should not get his profit based on the money of shmita. Should make his cheshir based on the wine and oil which are not shemitah dik, I mean from the sixth year, and aftal on whatever it took him time, you know, for the bitul malacha, for doing something else, he could take money for that. He should not take money, make profit on the vegetables themselves. Rav Loi Mavkid Le'ilin Chalitario, Lo told those bakers, look, to have a mechashir and gruchon, don't make your profit al mishcho, on the oil of shemitah, el al chitaya, but on the wheat that came from before shemitah. You do your profit on that, meaning the way it works in Shemitah, you make sure not to make profit, not to make a business out of Peir Shvi's. According to the Mishnah, regarding if someone has business and things that's not supposed to have business. So it says, it says the Gemara, Tamatanina, we learned over there, and that Mishnah speaks about somebody who does business with Peir Shvi's, that he's not neman, he's not trustworthy for edus, for testimony. Says the one I would be. So my view though, in Mosai Bizman She'en Lo Imonus Elohu, Davka, if he has no other business. Aviyash Lo Imonus Shalohu, he has other business except the business of Shemitah, I raise a mutter, then he is mutter, I mean, then he is trustworthy. The reasoning is that if he's busy with other things, he's saying this is not doesn't mean he's postulatus, he's not trustworthy. He made a mistake, he did something wrong on the side. But if this is his main business, then you can't trust him. So the Mohei Chavida, what's exact? How does it work according to Abudu? So the Mohei explains, and he says two kulos over here. During the 6 years, he is a battler. He doesn't do any work. And then comes Shemitah, he starts doing business. He starts doing business with Peir Shvi's. If he is, if he has another malacha, he's kosher. If not, he's pasul. So as long as he has another malacha in Shemitah, even though for the 6 years he didn't do any work, but in the year of Shemitah, he has two businesses. One business is the Peir Shvi's, and another business, he's fine according to Yehudah. If he has another business during the 6 years of Shemitah, Kivan Shabbat Shemitah Shvi's comes the seventh year, and then he starts comes Shemitah and he starts doing business with Peir Shvi's. Really, he has no other malacha in Shemitah, it's fine. Meaning, really, this is two kulos. As long as he has another malacha, either doing the 6 years, even if he doesn't have it in the seventh year, or doing the seventh year, even though he doesn't have it during the 6 years. As long as he has some time, another business, he's not considered to be postulatus if he does business with Pirush Shmita. Rabbi Zavda said, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Lazar, he called Rabbi Avo, saying the name of Rabbi Lazar, halacha ki abyuda de mestisin. We paskin like this abyuda, that as long as he has another malacha, he is in that puzzle. Aklas Rabbi Bar Zavda. People praise Rabbi Bar Zavda. Why? Demar Shmuel b'shem zeyemineh. He quoted Rabbi Avo, who was less than him, who was more of a Talmid. So he quoted someone who is lower than him in Chachma to say halacha based on that. So he got praise for that. Tani Rabbi Yehuda l'chumah. There's another brayse that says Rabbi Yehuda l'chumah. It's not so mekel, not so lenient. Hey Chavid, how exactly? The brayse says the follows. He's busy with his melacha. Kol shnei shavua, all 6 years. Uba shviis, he tchil mafshit his yod l'lisa yiten peris aveiro. In the 7th year, he starts doing business with peris shmita. Im yeshimu melacha cheres mutar vim lavasar. If then in the 7th year is another melacha, is mutar v'na nat. In other words, you need to have both. You need to have another business during the 6 years. And another business in the 7th year, and only then you say it's not possible. But if he has a business during the 6th year, but not in the 7th year, in the 7th year, the only business he has is to sell Pirush Shmita. Or he has another business in the 7th year, but he has no business during the 6th year. So it's very clear that in the 7th year, then he starts becoming a businessman because he's doing Pirush Shmita. So then it's Asr. And that's the one concludes. He's not busy during the 6 years. And he starts working in the 7th year. Even though he has another malach in the 7th year, also. So it's also. Says the Gemara, not on that is Abba Zavda said that halacha is like Abiyudah. And that's the one where he got praise for saying something in the name of someone smaller than him. Meaning, what we quoted before, that Rabbi Bar Zavda quoted Rabbi Avoh to say that Allah was like a Budo, was regarding the Kulo, regarding the Braisa that says the Kulo. The reader says that as long as he has a Melacha either during the 6 years or in the 7th years, together with the Melacha of selling Shmita, he's not his Kosher Leidus. And not like the second Braisa, who says that yeah, it goes to the chumrah, they need to have another business during the 6 years and during the 7th year, and that's where we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and on that Rabbi Bar Zavda was praised. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes on to speak about where we ended the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the tzayodim, the hunters, that they have other animals which are tmeim, they can sell them as well, but a regular person not. Says the Gemara. According to Tanakama, why can't you have other people be able to sell the animals if, by coincidence, they were able to capture these animals? Meaning, by the hunters, they get taxed and they get suffer fines by the kingdom, and therefore they need a little more leniency to be able to make more money. But a regular guy doesn't have that problem. And therefore, Chazal were not so lenient to allow them to sell animals which are tame, even if they just got it by coincidence. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Nun Vav.